This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And did you know September is Dementia Awareness Month and today is World Alzheimer's Day? And to have a chat about both of these, I'm joined by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist. How are you this morning, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. So can you tell us a bit more about dementia and Alzheimer's?
Sure. So dementia is actually the leading cause of death for Australian women, which most people may not be aware of. And it's actually the second leading cause of death for all Australians. So it's quite a big deal for us Australians. But dementia is not just one specific disease. So dementia itself refers to a collection of symptoms that are caused by disorders affecting the brain. And there's estimated to be around about 460,000 people living with this condition in Australia. And Alzheimer's is actually the most common type of dementia, and it affects about 70% of all people living with dementia. And Alzheimer's disease damages the brain and it causes impaired memory, thinking and behaviour.
We've all probably been exposed to someone or know someone who has had some form of dementia. Is there any cure for the condition?
Yeah, unfortunately, at this point in time, there is no cure for dementia or Alzheimer's disease. But the World Health Organization lists being physically active as one of the best things that you can do to reduce your risk. And researchers found that exercise may help to protect against Alzheimer's, even in those who are genetically predisposed or at high risk of developing it. So that's really good news and why we want to be active.
Right. So getting active can help dementia then. So how does that work?
Yeah, so aerobic exercise, especially at high intensity, has been shown to improve the executive function in the brain, which is how we process new information, and it also preserves the size of the hippocampus, which is the part of the brain that stores new memories for us. And also it can help to elevate blood biomarkers that promote new neuron cell growth, so all good things for our brain.
And what about high intensity exercise? It's something we talk about quite a fair bit. How can that be helpful to dementia?
Yeah, well, so they've found with the research that decreased cardiorespiratory fitness, so, you know, getting puffed doing things, is a crucial factor when it comes to dementia risk. And it's been found that a lack of fitness is actually a greater predictor of the progression of dementia than just being physically active alone. So basically, if, you know, just doing everyday tasks and just being physically active is not enough, we need to be doing more than that. So being able to improve your fitness by increasing the intensity that we exercise is one of the ways that we can help protect our brain.
Okay, so that's interesting because I guess you don't really think about your exercise, your body, your brawn having anything to do with your brain.
But it can. It can, like we said, increase that size of the hippocampus, which affects our memory, help us retain things more.
So what kind of high-intensity exercises then can people living with dementia take on board to try and, or people, I mean, hoping to avoid dementia, take on board as well to give themselves the best chance of avoiding it?
Yeah, well, often when we say high-intensity exercise, people get a bit freaked out about it because they're thinking that it's, you know, something that they can't achieve. But it doesn't mean that you need to, you know, join the local park run or start doing hill sprints. You can do that. If you're at a fit enough level, you can increase your intensity levels. But if you're not used to doing that type of thing, it just means doing an exercise that elevates your breathing and your heart rate a little bit more than usual. And we want to elevate it to a level that we can't hold a conversation anymore. So we call moderate intensity exercises when we could hold a conversation. So if we're walking along with a friend, we could chat the whole time. But higher intensity exercise means we're out of breath a bit more. We can't hold that conversation. So as I said, that means different things to different people. But you can add in high intensity bursts of exercise by walking up some hills. So you could do some repeat hill walking, or if you're fitter, repeat hill runs. You could increase the speed that you walk during small sections. So just, you know, look at a power post in the distance and power walk until you get there. If you're on your exercise bike at home, you could pedal faster for as little as 20 seconds just to get you puffing a little bit, have a rest and then repeat that. So lots of different ways that we can increase our intensity levels when we're exercising, regardless of your current fitness level. But always remember that it is important to warm up and cool down before any type of activity, but especially high intensity sessions. So make sure that we do incorporate that into the full session.
And so outside of, I guess, walking or jogging, running, what other forms of exercise are helpful in preventing dementia?
Yeah, so along with the high-intensity cardio exercise, it's been found that high-intensity resistance training can also be beneficial, mainly because it reduces the frailty of people who have which has also been identified as a risk factor for dementia. So being stronger, improving your balance, you're less likely to fall. So you want to try and lift weights that feel heavy for you, and you want to gradually increase those weights as you get stronger so that you're always challenged by those weights. And then also group exercise is really good. So engaging with other people is really important to keep the brain stimulated. So exercising in groups and maintaining that social interaction all in one go is awesome.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That's Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic It's Breakfast.